How are you, Doctor? Doctor, I want to make you acquainted with Mr. Moran.
George,
this is Dr. McClintock.
How do you do, Mr. Moran?
Can I see him?
Just be seated a moment. I'm going to have you see him directly.
Thanks.
But before we go in, I would like to explain the situation to you.
Sure.
Your partner has never regained consciousness, Mr. Moran. We've done everything we can, of course. But we haven't been able to rouse him. And as the hours slip by, it becomes increasingly important that we should. And I'm hoping you'll be able to help us.
What can I do?
Well, sometimes these things are more mental than physical. And when a man gets into a state of coma like that, he needs something to inspire him to make the effort to come out of it. Sometimes just the presence of one who has been very near the patient will do the trick. Sometimes a familiar voice, or even a word. You can't tell.
I'll do anything you say. I'll do anything, Doctor.
Yes, I'm sure you will. And the first and most important thing for you to do is to keep your courage and keep a level head. That's the only way we'll accomplish anything.
Yes, sir.
Now you must try and strike some spark of recognition. And if you can, I think we'll pull through. And that's the greatest hope we have, just at this moment. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to go in now? Are you ready, Miss Brown?
Yes, Doctor.
Hello, Charlie.
It's George. It's your pal, big boy. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on, Charlie, don't be that way, will you? Come on, Charlie, you ain't gonna run out on me, are you? Why, that'll be a dirty trick after all we've been through together. Oh, I just could kill myself for what I've done, Charlie. You're right about me. I'm no good. I'd still be playing the five a day if it wasn't for you. Come on, Charlie, I'm talking to you. Listen, Charlie. The early bird catches the worm. Come on, it's your cue, people. Come on, get your cue. The early bird catches the worm.
Catches the worm.
What's thy new act?
To bring you to your senses, big boy, so you won't run out and leave me. Oh, Charlie, I've been so scared.
What's the trouble?
Listen, Charlie, you mean more to me than any dame or anything. If ever again I do anything that's not okay with you, will you do me a favor and sock me over the head with a stage break?
That would hit me?
No, that wasn't it. It was my fault, Charlie.
Well, who cares?
And from now on, big boy, you're the head man.